Vikings game plan continues. Border battle Sunday. Minnesota Vikings and Green Bay Packers this evening. Pete Bursich, a man who played and coached and now has called many of these border battles, is with us for the Menards Film Room. We'll take a look at some adversarial film. Aaron Rodgers, from what you see, arguably one of the, if not the best quarterbacks in the NFL, still atop his game. What's his deal?
I think he really still is, and I think we have to remember what Aaron is all about. Aaron's about being able to read a defense, seeing what's going to happen before the snap, and then knowing what to do with it. The other thing with him is he's a good enough athlete. When he drops back, if there's nothing there, he's just going to pull it down and run, try to get the first down. If not, he will scramble to buy time.
Yeah.
But he's successful at getting things to open down deep. The receivers are well coached, and we have some examples of that we'll take a look at.
The Green Bay Packers reportedly all of a sudden have a running game. Eddie Lacy, over the last 3 weeks, has more rushing yards than any running back in the NFL, and that includes our own MVP, the Packers, with a running game, really.
Yeah, and you watch the film, it's kind of like they're taking what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And with Aaron, he sees two guys deep, he's going to hand the ball off, and they've had some success. I don't necessarily think it's more mirage than trend. I don't necessarily think that they're going to continue to pound the ball. However, they are struggling in the red zone, and they found success against Cleveland running the ball in the red zone. So if there's one section of the field where I think you're going to see the Green Bay Packers run the ball a lot more, it's going to be inside the 20.
The analyst, the Menards Film Room, unveiled. Let's take a look at the adversary.
All right, starting out, we talked about Aaron Rodgers, and you had asked me how he's doing and what he's all about. This is, again, I think epitomizes exactly what Aaron Rodgers can do. When you watch the Cleveland Browns here, they blitz or they send a linebacker up, but he chucks them in man. But they don't have anybody coming on the outside to contain him. Aaron easily sees that. You never want a quarterback to be able to scramble to his throwing arm, which they allow him to do,
yeah.
And he finds JerMichael Finley way down the field for a 27 or some yard gain. Green Bay has this next man up type of mentality. So you're looking at Jarrett Boykin, the wide receiver, and you want to know, is it the wide receiver or is it the quarterback that makes a guy good? And there is nobody better. Watch the timing on this. As soon as Jarrett Boykin here gets there, he doesn't even have much in the way of space between him and there's only maybe a yard there.
Yeah.
But that ball is already in the air on there, on target and on time to move the chains. That was a big third down this game.
He threw it before he turned around.
Absolutely. That ball is on its way right there before he even has his head turned around. Defensively, we're also seeing kind of a next man up mentality with the Green Bay Packers. One of those guys is inside linebacker Jamari Lattimore, and you'll see him being...
That's not Bernardo Harris?
That is Jamari Lattimore. No, it's not. It's Jamari Lattimore. Bernardo Harris retired when I did,
right.
Long time ago.
Sorry.
Making a play on the inside. What you'll see, a good fundamental play by a linebacker. Shoulders square. He sees the guard and tight end pulling across. He redirects himself.
Boom.
And then boom. And then right there. Makes the tackle and
who blew it in there?
Well, that's what they had. This is why... What we're getting to, and we'll show
here.
B.J. Raji, everybody else. These guys up front are big. Here's a big double team. Rolls himself out. He doesn't get himself pushed off the line of scrimmage. So they're solid up front. They have big guys up front.
Yep.
But off tackle, I think there's some potential.
Excellent information as usual from Pete Bursich. Now let's go from one analyst and one former linebacker to another. Ben Lieber emphasizes the art of man coverage.
All right, thanks a lot, P.A. So today we're going to talk about man-to-man technique. And to help me out, my main man, Wabi, he's going to be the receiver slash dummy.
You can't guard me.
And then we're going to have this actual dummy representing a safety. So I'm going to talk about me as a corner playing man-to-man coverage on a receiver, knowing that I have inside help with the safety. So first things first, ball's on the inside. I know I have a safety to the inside as well. I'm going to take an outside leverage approach. So pre-snap, I want to put this inside eye on about his outside eye, his outside shoulder. So I'm going to get in a good athletic position. I'm going to have a good base about myself, about shoulder width apart. I'm going to have my hands up in the ready position. You see a lot of corners kind of twiddle their fingers like this. And my eyes are going to be on his chest, not his eyes, on his chest. So on the snap of the ball, say, set, hut, I want to have a good inside jam with my hand right here on his chest. Bring it with my other hand. Now, I can only ride this position for so long, but the key is to replace your feet. As you go to jam, you want to replace your same feet because you don't want to get wide like this. That's when you get out of whack and he can double move you, he can get off the line. If he hand swipes you, so hand swipe me now, and I'm too wide, I can't recover. So every time you shoot your hands, you got to shoot your feet. and it comes very quick and very fast. So then as we get up the field off the good jam, so we go up the field, I want to get in a trail position. Trail position means I want to take my hand as a defender and put it on his hip. I can use my hand now to kind of maneuver him legally. This is the only part that you can actually do legally, and kind of push him around. So if I can push him a little bit more towards that safety, I've done two things. I've disrupted his route from the beginning, which throws off the timing of the pass, and I put him a few steps closer to my help and my safety. So now with this leverage, if he goes an out-cutting route, like a seven route, I'm in good position to make a play. We'll come back, same trail position. He makes an in-cutting route, boom. I know I've got a safety driving on the football and driving on the receiver. Now I can jump underneath and take a risky approach and go for the interception, or I can baseball it and go for the PBU. So that's how everything works when you go man-to-man coverage, knowing that you have an inside safety. Talk about technique with your hands and your feet, trailing and making plays.